Good afternoon. So they wouldn't let you off the ship. We've always dreamed of a captive audience. And now. So what is it you are wanting to talk about? You are wanting us to prime the pump, or you are already primed? You are enjoying the contrast of your time and place?
Yes.
You are realizing that you are expanding, you can feel it?
Yes.
Are you keeping up to speed with your expansion?
Yes.
The best answer is nearly. Because if you ever say yes, that means you're dead. So the best answer is yes, the contrast of my physical time and place is giving birth to rockets of desires and creating a magnificent vibrational escrow. And I'm doing so well at finding downstream thoughts that the majority of the time I'm feeling very, very good. And I can feel an increase in my vitality. I can feel an increase in the physical well-beingness. I can feel an increase in my clarity and in my ability to communicate with others. I can feel that I'm tuned in, tapped in, turned on. But there is still occasionally a contrasting experience that lets me know that I am alive. That is the best state of being. If you ever say to us, "I want for nothing," we say, "Goodbye." And then someone else will just tell you hello, because there is no ending to your expansion. So what do you want to talk about? This will be a very nice unfolding. Begin right here. Stand. Further back, wait. You, yes.
So when I was taking this tour in Oahu, some people were experiencing contrast on the bus. And I was not. I was really enjoying my time. But the air was not coming out of the vents. And there was a woman that kept saying, you know, "We need air, we need air." And I could energetically feel her panic. She wasn't kidding. She needed air. And I felt panic as if it was my panic.
She was a good communicator.
but realized quickly that wasn't my panic. And I'm curious what to do with this information, this energetic information that I have recently acquired the ability to receive in maybe the last year from people.
Well, the thing that is most important for you to realize is that as when you are with someone who is experiencing some sort of discomfort, difficulty, negative emotion, it doesn't really matter how strong it is or how important it may seem to others. Whenever you are witnessing someone having a less than good experience, many of you who are teachers and uplifters seek out to do something about it. In other words, we can't.